then, or labor slaves, or whatever, wage slaves, that's what I was looking for, then they blossom. And what's really human in all of us becomes more beautiful and productive, and I think that's what we need to look at.
Well, you know what? Our time is up.
Oh, and we were just on the verge of solving the world.
And solving the world's problems, yeah. Well, I'm thrilled you both came. I'm glad Tom called in. Tom Lux with the Pacific Northwest Labor History Association. Carolyn Miller, a wonderful guest. And my co-host.
Lane's throwing her earphones
through
the room.
I'm throwing my earphones on the floor.
Yes. She got that excited.
Yes, everyone. Susan Stoner acted as our co-host, and I'm happy we were here, and we can wrap up tonight's show. You're listening to KBOO, the Labor Radio Show, and we're here every week from 6 to 6:30 Mondays. Thank you.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Attention, KBOO members. You are invited to give your feedback on KBOO's draft mission and vision statements. Based on member feedback from the recent survey and member retreat, KBOO board and staff members created draft mission and vision statements. Now we want to know what you think. This is your chance to help define KBOO's guiding principles and priorities. Visit KBOO.fm to review the draft mission and vision statements and submit your comments. Paper copies of the draft statements are also available at the station. Comments are due July 17th. If you have questions, please contact Monica Beamer at monica@kboo.org. Thank you for contributing to the development of KBOO's mission and vision statements and for your support of community radio.
Prison Pipeline presents a unique perspective of the criminal justice system, addressing the root causes of crime and broadening understanding of the institution of incarceration.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Good evening. You're listening to Prison Pipeline on KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. I'm Carlos Chavez, and I'll be your host for tonight's program. It's been a little bit since I've been on the air, so I'm a little bit excited. I guess I'm slightly nervous like I used to be, but I'm really happy to be here. And on tonight's program, we're going to be focusing on my students at McLaren Youth Corrections. One of the reasons that it's been a while since I've been on the radio or with PPC, the Prison Pipeline Collective, is that I started a nonprofit organization called Morpheus Youth Project, and as part of that project, I've been fortunate enough to connect with KBOO and start a partnership with them, where I can train these youth at the correctional facility. This is a state facility where youth usually spend pretty long periods of time, and we get to teach them something about radio. So from time to time, the Prison Pipeline Collective allows me to put some of that audio out there for the world to listen to. So tonight we're going to focus on some of that. And in this first one, so with the radio group, we've got a variety of different students that are in that group. We've got some that are brand new, some that have been around for actually since I've been around, and I've been out there for about 4 years now, teaching these guys a little something about radio. But I train them how to do some anchoring. We do mock newscasts. We do lots of recording. They do field recording opportunities whenever they get the chance. And we've got one student there who's really kind of gone for it. And so I really kind of want to celebrate some of what he's doing by airing some of his work tonight. He went out and did some interviews with folks that were participating in a Right Around Portland event. And what Right Around Portland is, it's an organization that runs writing workshops in Oregon for adults and youth in hospitals, schools, senior centers, all over the place, including correctional facilities. And they're really all over the place. And the students there are really into this program, and it really kind of opens them up. And so we want to focus a little bit on some of the interviews that my student Pavel is doing with some of the students there. And what we'll do is we'll go ahead and ease our way over to that first segment and take a listen to. I'll let Pavel kind of take things from here.
We're here after reading in McLaren, and you are?
Oren.
So, how are you involved with this?
Just an observer.
So, how you heard about this?
Through friends and in Portland.
Nice. So, what do you think? Hearing the guys read their poetry, what's your, impression?
I think it's fantastic. I think the workshops are a great opportunity for the guys to write in a safe space, in a receptive space, and I think to be able to come here and read and to have their words published, it's a great opportunity, and it's lovely to see them embrace that opportunity.
All right. Well, do you think is actually helping them at all?
I think the act of writing can be hugely helpful. Some of the guys talked about how writing made them feel. I think the workshop platform is also great because it allows for, frankly, a level of intimacy that you don't get a lot in a lot of other places. I think it's just really constructive overall.
Do you write yourself?
I used to.
Do you have any suggestions to these guys?
Just keep writing.
All right, well, thank you. All right, we're here right after the reading, and Jason actually came back from Florence for this. And this is your fifth time being published to Right Around Portland. How you feel about it?
You know, I feel pretty good, kind of relaxing, coming back and seeing all old faces, you know. All right then, bro. See you later. Like I was saying, it's relaxing coming back, seeing old friends. You know, I've only been gone for about a month and a half, but, I mean, I was here at McLaren for almost 5 years, and it feels like I left a part of me here. So coming back, it feels great, you know. Got to do something I like. Got to read one of my writings to everybody that came, but.
So how does it feel to walking in as a visitor?
It felt a little weird, but since being at Florence, I've kind of gotten back used to being a citizen. Like my first night out there, we went to a Fred Meyer's and I felt socially awkward. And since being out there, getting acquainted with the community again, not being looked at as a criminal, actually feels good. So coming here as a visitor with a visitor badge, it feels good. It makes me feel human, not like some animal in a cage. So.
Can you talk about your Right Around Portland experience, like how much you grew or how it helped you throughout the process?
So when I first came to McLaren, it was in 2011, and I got introduced to the second Right Around Portland workshop. And at the time, I was a troublehead. I got into fights, basically didn't listen, and Miss Fullerton actually introduced me to the group. I got involved, found out that I really liked it, was nervous the first reading, and then after that I asked Kathleen if I could just participate in every single group that was brought here to McLaren, and she told me I couldn't do that, but I jumped into almost every other one, and the last two that I was involved in, I got asked to be a mentor. And so with the Ride Around Portland workshop, it actually taught me to be able to sit in a group with a wide variety of people, different attitudes, different genres of writing, and listen and not judge. So it's actually helped me with my social skills, because I never used to be able to sit and listen to people. I was always one-track minded, but now I can actually express and feel what other people have to write and say. So,
well, I'm glad you come back, and thanks for the interview.
Thank you.
So we're here with Stefan. How does it feel to come back?
Honestly, I enjoy coming back, seeing all the people that I've spent a lot of time with, and it's just a great feeling.
Were you participating in Ride Around Portland before?
Yes, I have done, I believe, two groups, and I've enjoyed them both, and I've sat in a couple as well, just to see the guys use their minds creatively, and I enjoyed it.
Did it help you in the progress of, I don't know, your life, or help you anyway?
In my artistic life, yes. I consider myself an artist now, but before Ride Around Portland, I didn't really do a lot of writing, and so I didn't really have my writing voice. And so the thing about Ride Around Portland is there's so many diverse topics that it makes your mind jump around, and eventually you'll find who you are as a writer through yourself and then listening to other people. And so that's what I got out of Ride Around Portland, and I've been going ever since, going strong.
All right, well, thanks. And then do you have any suggestions to the guys who just started?
Just be open-minded and explore yourself. You know, life is a forever journey, and you're just going to continue to develop and grow, and just use your writing as a timeline of who you are and who you are to become. Yeah, and so good luck, and just keep working towards growth and success.
Yep, thanks.
That was one of my students, Pavel, from McLaren Community Voice. He's with my group over at McLaren Youth Correctional Facility that participates in radio journalism. You're listening to Prison Pipeline on KBOO Portland at 90.7 FM. We're focusing on events that have been going on over at McLaren Youth Corrections. These are interviews and recordings that have been done by students that I work with there, who are in my radio journalism class. They're also in my breakdancing class. I run a nonprofit organization called Morpheus Youth Project, and we have other just wonderful volunteers who get out to the facilities as well, who do groups and, you know, different types of writing groups, poetry. We used to do a theater group back in the day. We've done a lot of one-off workshops out there, and so I want to make sure I give a shout out to those who volunteer for Morpheus Youth Project, because they do really great work, and they're really committed to these young people. So, you know, the next segment that we got lined up for you is a piece that's done by my radio group. So we had a unique situation. I usually do my radio and my breakdancing groups on Friday, and it just basically goes from about 5 to 8 o'clock at night. And in this instance, we had radio group, and some breakdancers from Portland came in. They wanted to get there early. They were interested in coming in and checking out radio group before we jumped into doing some breakdancing. And so they came in, and it gave my guys an opportunity to actually sit down with them and ask them a few questions about, you know, how they got involved in breakdancing and stuff like that. These are local B-boys. And let me tell you, these are some of the best breakdancers in the Portland area. These are young guys, and they're with crews like the New Birth Crew, True Roots Crew, and then we had a solo one and their name Stephen Tan. These guys are amazing breakdancers. If you ever get a chance to see these guys do their thing, they truly represent hip hop. And you know, by them coming out here and participating with these youth and teaching them a little something, being involved in their community, it shows me and tells me that they truly understand what it means, you know, what hip hop is really about. So they're really representing that other element, which I think is amazing. And so I want to big up those guys. I want to give them a lot of props for coming out. They come out a number of different times. Estevel came out and got down on the DJ equipment. He brought his DJ equipment out, and he was spinning some records for us. He got out there. He b-boys too. He's a really, really amazing breakdancer himself. And then the New Birth Crew guys came out with Stephen Tan and showed these guys a lot about, you know, different stuff that we've been working on, but, you know, kind of stepping up even further. I just kind of teach a lot of the basics. So now we're going to get over to that little piece, and I'm going to kind of this little beginning part, we kind of were focusing as far as the audio goes on trying to pick up some background noise and just kind of piecing together a little collage here on kind of what happened that day. So we'll let that one go for it. Oh.
My name is Jeremy. I'm here with McLaren Community Voice. I'm here with Steven and Andy, who came in for our breakdancing group and are going to give us a little insight of what they do. What's your passion about with breakdancing? What helped you start? Like, what brought you into this?
What brought me into this was this guy next to me. Like, he like introduced me to breakdance, and like when I like just got into it, I started like searching for other b-boys like on the internet, and then I found my inspiration, and they really motivate me because they can do a lot of like incredible stuff. It just motivates me, and yeah, and I'm really passionate about it because I express myself through this dance. So yeah, that's why.
And you, Andy, what motivates you and what kind of passions do you get from breakdancing?
Back when I was like sixth grade, my cousins used to break dance, and they're like a lot older than me, so they showed me like what it was all about. So I got really hooked onto it because I thought it was like really cool and stuff. And like what keeps me like going and dancing still, it's because like, yeah, what he said earlier, it helps me express my emotions through dance instead of like punching a wall or something. And yeah, that's about it.
So you guys coming in, this is your, I presume, your first time coming to a correction facility?
Yes.
Yeah.
So what was your outlook before you came, like before you stepped in? Like, what were you expecting?
Cells.
Cells?
That's what I was expecting.
Some crazy people,
So as I understand, breakdancers have like crews. What crew are you guys representing?
I'm representing a New Birth Crew.
I'm solo right now.
Solo?
Just expressing.
So what area is this?
From Portland, Oregon.
As you said before, this is your first time going into a correctional facility. My question is going to be a little bit different, though. Even though you guys knew about what kind of risks we're going to be here and what kind of stuff happened, you know, why we got incarcerated, this and that, questions like that popped into your head. I want to know why you guys still came.
Oh,
like why?
It didn't really matter what your past. It's like we want to like let's say expand like or like the breakdancing to more other people. It doesn't matter what background they come from, as long as they want to like dance and like they like get involved into it, then yeah, we'll be willing to teach them. It doesn't matter what their background is, whatever, you know. Dancing and your background is totally different things, so yeah, that's why I still take the risk and come here and just teach.
What do you say? Well, Juan, he didn't really tell me much stories about you guys. He just told me, oh, there's these kids that are trying to learn breakdancing. So I was like, oh, that's real cool. Like, I'm trying to go help out and, like, teach other people. And because, like, I want to, what he said earlier, I want to expand the knowledge of hip-hop and stuff. And I think that's about it. That's
cool. So I want to thank Steven and Andy for this interview. Once again, this is Jeremy from McLaren Community Voice and Armando.
So, what do you guys think? What do you guys think?
I think I need more practice. I like that.
I'm nervous.
That's what I'm trying to get to.
So, first six step, you do this, right?
Right.
That's six step. So, what you can do is half and go the other way, half. What you can do is back here, you go this, then you can go over, touch. So for me, I break things in half. I go backwards, I go the other direction. I sometimes you just throw yourself and then see what happens. Sometimes you come up with something cool, sometimes you just look like you're an idiot. But it just depends on how, like, what you're trying to, like, look for. Like, a lot of people, like, do weird moves.
Good evening, this is Marcos with Gustavo and Elijah. We're here with two special guests. Today we're going to be talking about what interests them on coming here to McLaren and just questions about their background and what they do. They break dance, and I'm going to go ahead and let them introduce themselves.
So my name is Juan Resendiz.
My name is Tommy Tran.
What is that, or I should ask, who was it that got you interested in coming here and participating in McLaren Community Voice or here in breakdancing with Carlos Chavez?
So for me, coming here, like, I know, like, breakdancing is a cool way to express myself when I'm feeling down or like sad or something. And then when I heard Carlos was teaching people, you know, like how to break, just like for fun for them, I was like, I kind of want to come just to teach so I can share my knowledge of dancing with you guys. And yeah, I don't know, because I know it helps me a lot. Like, it helps me go through stuff. So I'm just trying to, like, it's a healthy thing, too. Like, it helps you with, like, a bunch of things, and it's a healthy lifestyle. So, like, that's why I really wanted to come here and just show you guys, like, as much as I can and everything, like, I do. And, yeah.
That's cool. Dang, okay. No, I honestly am here because my whole crew actually been talking about people in this place that are actually pretty dope. You know, people are, like, really into it, you know, they take it as passion, you know, they do it for fun, you know, they do it, you know, kind of show to express yourself. But, you know, this is my first time here. Juan's been here, once?
Yeah, twice.
So, you know, he started talking about it, so it was really fun, and, you know, seeing new people and stuff, and see how people are really into it. But then other than that, you know, he said that people in here are really dope, so it's a good opportunity to see other B-boys instead of people in Portland.
At around what age did you guys start, and what was it that got you guys to begin breakdancing?
So I'll say, so when I started, I actually been around breakdancing my whole life. My sisters and I have I have two older sisters. One's 31, one's 27, and I'm 20, so we have a big, like, years difference. So when she was in high school, I was very little and stuff, so she had a lot of breakdancers that she's already friends with. So then I, you know, stuck around. First time I was breakdancing was with them, actually, in a garage. And first move was straight handstand, straight to my head. Straight got, like, a cut on my head and stuff. I had to go to the hospital and everything. And then after that, I went to elementary school, third grade, and I found one of my teachers, Marco. You know, I was in hip-hop class with a whole bunch of girls. I was the only guy and everything. And then he taught a breakdance class. And then I met, you know, Juan in high school and everything. So it's been around me since I was very little.
So for me, I seen breakdancing on TV, and, like, I've always thought it was cool, but I never thought I could learn it, because I was like, you know, that's hard. It's like a Asian kind of, like, thing to do. That was just what I thought. And then when I went to a school dance, and then I saw one of my crewmates, Mo, breakdancing. And then when I saw him, like doing windmills and stuff like that, I was, like, so, like, amazed by it. So, like, I just had to, like, start like dancing. You know, I just tried it, and when I first, like, started doing it, like, I got made fun of and stuff, because, like, it's not what people usually do, and a lot of people were like, oh, why are you trying to be Asian, and da da da, you're Mexican, you shouldn't be doing this, you know. And I'm like, come on, man, like, why can't I, you know? Like, but yeah, that's how I got into it, and then I just kept going with it because I'm like the kind of person that doesn't like want to quit right away, and I want to get better and better to like prove those people wrong, you know? So like, that's what I did, and I just got it stuck with me. Like, it's something like I really love doing, and it's like super fun, and yeah.
So I guess for you, Juan, and both of you, has there ever been a time where you kind of felt like quitting, or you felt like you weren't good enough, or you just wanted to give up? Well, because I know me personally, since I've been part of this breakdancing group since Carlos first started, and for the amount of time we've been doing this for, I mean, I feel like I should be a lot way better than I am now, but it's like me, sometimes I just like, damn, like I try this, and it's like, oh, this ain't for me, you know, and there's been like 2-3 weeks where I'll come, and I won't even dance. But, you know, I keep coming back, though, hoping to find that emotive again, because in the beginning, I know I was one of the ones who was kind of pushing for, you know, asking him. But like I said, yeah, I feel like I should be better. I don't know if anybody else feels that way or whatever, but have you guys ever felt like that? Like, you kind of just want to give up? Or maybe you haven't, but if so, just, you know, how was it?
So for me, there's been, like, a bunch of times where I felt like quitting. After, like, something happened with me in middle school, and, like, I was like, oh, I kind of want to just quit because I just wasn't really happy with stuff. And I don't know, like, and sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm not getting good either. Like, that may, like right now, kind of like, I'm feeling that right now too. Like, oh, I kind of want to quit right now because I'm not getting better. I have to go find a job. I have to go work, you know, make money for help my family and stuff. Right. So I kind of want to like quit. But then like, I don't know, like, every time I go do something, I'm at home, I just want to go practice. It's just in me, you know? And, like, I feel like even though you're, like, in your head, you think you're not really good, but, like, for me, like, I always, like, tell myself, like, no, I'm the best, you know? Like, I grew up never thinking I was ever going to be doing stuff like this, like, spinning on my head or, like, doing all this stuff. And then, but, like, I'm actually doing it, so it's, like, weird for me, like, to think, like, oh, I'm actually doing all this stuff, so why should I quit? And I'm kind of good at it, so why should I stop doing it when I know I'm good? And it's kind of like, for me, like, I always tell myself, like, you're the best. Like don't let anyone tell you that you're not, because you really are the best. Right. If you let yourself, like, if you tell yourself that, like, you're just going to keep doing it. And if you have that confidence, like, it just helps you keep going. And I grew up, like, I don't know what I was going to say, but, yeah, man, like, I don't know, it's just right now, like, if I would want to quit, I know I can't, because I always come back. Like, I love this dance. It just helps me, like get over, like, a bunch of stuff, and it's, like, it's a good way. I just love dancing. Like even though if you're not good, like, you can still vibe out and just dance, you know? Yeah. So it's, like, a good way just to, like, release, like, stress or whatever. So, yeah.
Honestly, before I even started breakdancing, I was super into basketball. Since elementary and middle school year, and tell from my crews. You know, since breakdancing was a part of my life when I was little, it was there a little bit, but I was trying to find something else to do, you know, like sports, because, you know, it was, and, you know, people pay attention to you, you want to get on the team and everything. But then once I switched to breakdancing for like a couple years, when I came to high school, I wanted to join a basketball team because I just want to go to basketball again. I suck so bad at basketball. I cannot dribble for ish. But I was in a phase where I was going to quit, like real bad. When I went to basketball, I was losing my momentum of breakdancing and stuff. I was losing battles. I wasn't doing good. So I was in a depressed mode. But then I just put my thought into breakdancing again. Like, this is something that I developed in my life, you know? Like, you know, it's a part of me. Like, if I try to quit, then I can't, like, it's going to come back, because it's a part of you. Once you do it once, like, you can't leave it. And then from, like, and up to, like, up until now, people are counting on me to rep the scene, you know, rep the city. So I have to keep going. I have to, like, show what the city is, you know? Because there's other scenes, like Seattle and stuff, that are doing really good. There's so many breakdancers that they, like, rep for the city. But now that I'm good at it and stuff, and people are counting on me to rep my city, then I got to train harder and harder. It's the only thing I'm really good at. Like, I suck at cooking. I suck at playing basketball. You know, sports and everything, you know? Like, I try to be something else, but I can't, because breakdancing is one of my things that I'm really good at. And it's something that I can see myself keep going. Now it's like maybe as career, but if I don't, then it's always something there for me to be happy with, you know?
All right, well, those are our two guests right there putting it down for Oregon, you know, whatever, doing their thing. This is Marcos, Gustavo, and Elijah with McLaren's Community Voice. Thank you for listening. We out. Peace.
Ah. So what you were listening to right there was a piece recorded by my students at McLaren Youth Corrections. As Marco said, he, Jeremy, Armando, Elijah, and Gustavo were all the ones who participated in conducting the interviews. Marco's actually did a lot of the recording of the background when we were actually participating, doing the breakdancing. And then, and those are the other guys that came out, were New Birth Crew, Steven Tan and Estevel Martinez. Estevel's from True Roots Crew out of Salem, Kaiser area. And they came, and those guys come and they make the best workshops for these guys. What was cool actually originally was that they had come separately, and those were two of the kids, you know, the guys most favorite time that we had workshops was when those two had come. So I just want to big up those guys. I really appreciate them coming out. I also want to thank Kathleen and Brittany from Hope Partnership, the folks here at KBOO. If it wasn't for those folks, we wouldn't be able to do the type of stuff that we do out there. So I just want to thank them, as well as our engineer Mike tonight, who has done a great job on the board. So you've been listening to Prison Pipeline on KBOO Community Radio, and I've been your host, Carlos Chavez. Stay tuned for more grassroots programming here on KBOO Portland 90.7 FM.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to be the sponsor of the 28th Annual Waterfront Blues Festival, taking place from July 2nd through the 5th at Waterfront Park in Portland. The Blues Festival includes cruises like the Blue